pizza me.
Right there.
Put it on the tray.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Head back to my seat. Scarf it down. Come on. Another one. Right here. Come on.
Right there. I don't care what Michelle Obama said. I want thirds. Yeah. All right. I'm like.
So I was in Maine this past week.
Maine?
Yeah.
That's up, right?
Well,
from here,
depending on which way you read your maps, it could actually be down.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you ambidextrous?
No.
No? Okay, then yes, it is up.
Okay.
It is up. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, elaborate.
Just to clarify. Okay. No, I was in Maine, and I was thinking, it's like, it's always such a different walk of life every time you go to another state, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is it actually? Or are you just like in a different frame of mind? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I think that sometimes both. You go and like streets are different. Like just things look different. Things are practiced different. It can be different depending on where you are. Like we were in Ohio recently and we were talking to some people on the patio of the hotel we were staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no idea what Wegmans was. Like you don't have Giant Eagle? We're like, nah, we got Wegmans. What's Wegmans? What do you mean what's Wegmans? They have no idea. Like there's just certain things like that. Like there's no Tully's down there. Like none of that sort of thing. Like I don't know. There's especially if you're in Buffalo, you're so used to like those like pop-up bars and stuff that serve the good food, and then you go down to like Ohio or North Carolina and you don't have any of that. But they've got different restaurants.
Well, to be fair, it is Ohio, so I mean you can't expect much.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Pretty much.
But you go to like Pennsylvania, they got Krispy Kreme, Raising Cane's, like all these spots that we don't have up here. True. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think you're in a different frame of mind because you're not home, but also things are different.
But don't you ever notice how people are like, oh, people are always so nicer here, or they're always so nicer here. You know, you're in a different spot. And it's like, man, people seem so much nicer. It's like, maybe you're just happier because you're on vacation, so people are nicer to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're attracting what you are.
Right, because if you're in a better frame of mind than, oh, man, I'm miserable, I got to get up and go to work today or something like that. You're like, man, I don't have anything important to do today. I'm just chilling. I'm relaxed. And it's like, you're going to attract some good energy.
Yeah.
So maybe people really are nice and you got to have a better frame of mind.
It's worth a thought for sure. But how was Maine?
Touristy. Yeah. That's like the only problem. Cause I went up near Bar Harbor and Ellsworth area. Uh-huh. And it's a bigger tourist spot. So there's people from everywhere over there. And the problem with tourist spots is the prices of food.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, some of the places were ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think a lobster roll at some place was, like, $45.
Are you kidding?
So all that is basically a lobster that they broke apart in the back, so they took all the meat out, and they put it in a freaking hot dog bun, and they're like, here you go. Now give me $40. Like, that's what you're looking at.
Jeez.
Because I think a lobster, like, if you went to the supermarket, because I frequented it a few times, was $8.99 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So a pound and a half lobster is like under $15.
Yeah.
So figure they're not paying that because they're buying in bulk. So they're probably getting them for like
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, probably close to $10 a lobster or something. But then they got to pay that kid in the back to cook it, crack it open, pull the meat out, put it in that bun. So it makes sense. But at the same time,
and they still have to profit too.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then they got to pay him.
Yeah.
And then they have to have that little, and I'm sure they got overhead considered into there, but it's like, still, why would I want to pay $40 friggin' dollars for friggin' lobster on a hot dog bun?
That's how it is. Like, if we're on vacation, like, you can get, if I'm in Maine, I go into a tourist shop, and there's a cool crew neck that says, like, Maine on it, and it's got, like, a cool, like, navy color, maybe. Like, I like that a lot. I go up to it. If I see anything over, like, $30, pass. I don't need it.
Yeah.
That's how I am, though. Like with just prices in general. Like if it's above a certain threshold, it's like, I don't care that much.
Yeah, no, I have my price limits. I rarely exceed them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if I'm on vacation and I'm buying it and I'm just saying the hell with it, which is like every now and then I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I'm still a deal hunter. Like I don't want to pay full price for anything, to be honest with you.
I never pay full price. It's very rare that I pay full price for almost anything.
I went to this place up there called Rennie's. It's like a TJ Maxx, but it's actually good. So
the clothes aren't on the floor?
Right, right. Okay, like cool. The clothes are, they're in racks. They're like stacked nicely. They have Carhartt brand stuff.
Oh, and
the
really?
Carhartt's like a little cheaper than every place else. I think it's like a second store. So the stuff's like not perfect. But still, it's like, you know, a t-shirt's a t-shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, so I think, what was it? Oh, a Champion sweatshirt. $10.
Like a heavy one?
Like a heavyweight.
What?
Like the reverse weave or whatever
$10?
$10. I picked one of those bad boys up.
I would pick five of them up.
I grabbed a shirt for $8.
Wow.
And then they had a 2 for $10 special. I got a J. Crew and then a Lucky Brand Jeans t-shirts. $10.
Jeez.
For the pair. Well, it's like, oh, they're factory seconds, so they're not perfect. It's like, who's going to know?
Who would know?
Exactly.
It's probably the smallest difference, too.
Right. It's like, why would I ever bother paying full price if you know that it's going to be in here in like 2-3 months? It's like, exactly. I don't need to be perfectly up to date with the latest fashion.
You know what's funny is the articles of clothing that I have that cost the less are the ones I get the most compliments on through and through. It's the weirdest thing. Like the nicest shirts I got, never get compliments on them. But like the cheapest ones I got, I have one that cost me like $10. And I was like, is that designer? I'm like, nah, dude, it's $10 at the mall.
Yeah.
Like, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I just picked up a pair of shoes last week for $16. It's just a, you know, like the slip-on white Vans.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, but without the Vans logo on it. Yeah. $16. Everyone's like, are those Vans? I'm like, no, they're Goodfellows.
Goodfellows. Oh, yeah, the Target brand. Yeah.
They're like, those are nice. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
One person even told me they like them better than the Vans.
Really?
It's like, all right.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Logo doesn't mean everything.
No.
No.
It's the same shoe.
Because that shoe comes out of probably the same factory.
Yeah.
You know what's cool is I have a Goodfellow shirt that I think I paid like $10 for or $12 for, and it's like the shirt I wear the most often. I just throw it on all the time.
Goodfellow's a good brand.
This shirt here was free. I wear it all the time.
Free stuff is actually the best stuff, okay?
It's the best.
Because today I was, we were coming back home. It was me and my mom. We were driving around for a minute, and there's a block sale on the street over.
Oh, I know where that is.
And so it's like exactly across the street from me. And we drive down there, and somebody's got an extension ladder on their lawn for free. So I'm like, how do you pass that up? It's a free extension ladder. I don't have an extension ladder. It's an aluminum one. It's not like it's beat to hell or anything. Like it's okay. It still functions. I'm like, I put that thing on my shoulder. I walked back to my house with it. I mean, I couldn't get it in the car. It's like 12 foot long. So I had to put it on my shoulder. But it's like, how do you beat that?
You don't.
And people are like, why don't you just buy it new? Because, well, now I have $100 extra, $150 extra that you don't because you bought it new.
Yeah.
Stupid. Dude, my little brother, actually both my little brothers in the last like 3 months, one, the Fortnite skin I use, there's a Funko Pop of it. Yeah, he happened to have it, so he just gave it to me. I was so pumped. It sits by my Xbox now. And then my youngest brother, Cole, he gave me this like super nice mouse that he just didn't use anymore.
Yeah.
So like I saved probably a whole $30.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Like, I have a funny story about
it. It's insane.
It's a super nice mouse, too.
It's a super sweet deal is what it is.
It's a great deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great deal.
To get off topic, not really off topic for a second, but this was a couple weeks ago at work. Every Tuesday they'll do it's through United Way, and the United Way, for anybody that doesn't know, is a charity that donates to the community. So through United Way, they'll do like a $5 lunch in the back at Wegmans all the time, and that's usually every Tuesday. So I'm working on Tuesday, and I go to the back just to kind of scope it out and see what it is. Go back into the break room because that's in the conference room. And the kid that's doing the tater tots, that's what they were serving. He comes out, he's like, you don't want any? I was like, I think I'm good. And he's like, they're free. And I was like, oh.
I'll have some.
Yeah.
I'll take some.
Yeah. So I get my tots, I eat them. They're not great, but no. They were free. Right. So, you know, I saved like $5.
Yeah.
I go back. And I tell my coworker, I'm like, yo, the tots in the back are free. Like, go snag some. So my coworker goes back there, doesn't get any tater tots for some reason. She comes back. She's like, I didn't get the tater tots. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm going to get them on my lunch. Okay, fine. So a half hour goes by, and now pretty much half the store has gotten the tots for free.
Yeah.
And the other half is waiting to go back there to get free tots because they heard about it.
Yeah.
Turns out the tots aren't free. They're $5 as they usually are. But the guy back there thinks that they're free. So half the store has already eaten for free. Now the managers are freaking out. They're running around trying to figure out what's going on. Uh-huh. And they're like, whatever, to hell with it. They're free.
Yeah.
We don't care. So 20 minutes, they're free. Now my coworker's going on lunch. After 20 minutes goes by, like, never mind, they're $5. You got to pay $5 for them.
So, like, oh my God.
So she was so pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, Deb, to be honest with you, you didn't miss much. The tots weren't great, but I think it's hilarious how, like, there was probably a good a couple $1,000s worth of tater tots just for free right out the door.
Gone.
perfect. They were okay. I mean, they were free, so they were as good as they can get. I mean, but
were they like, you remember the school tater tots?
They weren't school tater tots.
They weren't that good?
No.
Those school tater tots were so greasy.
In the hot
they were
sauce?
Bad. Oh, the school tater tots?
The hot sauce, yeah.
And the hot sauce. Oh, yeah, because they had like that discount. You like, they put it in the bottle so you didn't know it was Frank's, but it was so obviously Frank's. Like, come on, don't even bother.
I don't care what it was, man. Dude, you got the chicken strips with the chicken nuggets and you put the Frank's on that?
Yeah. Mm.
Dude, the freaking school grilled cheese. Man, that was my jam.
When they would put like the little bit of oregano on it.
Yeah.
And then they give you the tomato soup.
That tomato soup, dude.
Yes,
the grilled cheese had my heart.
It did.
I don't blame you.
Through.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I used to pound like two or three of those things.
No, no way.
I'm serious.
No, I'm saying like, I believe you. Like, they were good. I remember back in second grade, me and somebody else kept going up to get seconds of the pizza.
Yeah.
Because in elementary school, they let you do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to eat the stuff on your tray first. I'm like, all right. So I go sit down. I scarf down the entire tray. I'm like, pizza, pizza me, pizza me.
Right
put
there.
On, put it on the tray.
Oh, all
right.
Yeah.
All right. Head back to my seat. Scarf it down. Come on. Another one. Right here. Come
right
on.
There. I don't care what Michelle Obama said. I want thirds. All right.
I'm like, lady, I'm skin and bones. All right. I got a fast metabolism. If you don't give me that fifth friggin' slice of pizza, look, I'm going to be a nightmare for my kindergarten teacher. All
I don't care what the White House is saying right now. Give me the fifth helping.
That was such BS when they came out with that wheat bread. When they gave me the wheat roll instead of the white one.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, because that's going to save us, not, you know, the freaking junk food dispensers that are literally out in the hallway filled with pop, candy, and whatever other kind of crap.
For real.
Yeah, no.
It's all backwards. It was, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but make sure you give them the wheat roll. Yeah. Okay.
So to get back for a second, Maine, any other closing thoughts on it?
Oh, geez. You never see like, I don't know if you ever watched like movies about England where it's like it's always raining and everything.
Yeah.
That was how it was up there.
Was it really just always raining?
Like 2 days, it just rained nonstop. Like I got up in the morning, it was maybe like 9:30, it wasn't raining yet. And then it felt a few drops and then it was downpour the entire day. It did not stop.
Wait, when did you get back?
Yesterday.
Oh, so it was
actually this morning. I got back this morning.
Oh, wow. So it must have been some sort of system going through because I think, what was it, Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
It downpoured here. Like,
oh, it was here too?
Torrential downpour. For,
really?
Yeah, it was maybe like 20 minutes. It wasn't anything extreme, but it was just one of those days where you could just see it coming in, like the dark clouds. It was dark outside and then just torrential downpour.
Really?
It wasn't the hardest I've ever seen it rain. The hardest I've ever seen it rain was last year. It was shortly after I got my car and I was driving back. I took my mom to an appointment and I was driving back. And it was coming down so hard that the rain hit the ground, bounced back up, and then hit the ground again.
Yeah.
It came back for seconds. It was like, I've never seen, it was like a blizzard, but it was rain. I've never seen something like that.
Yeah. I remember last year I was in Allegheny and it was one of those days, torrential downpour for literally the entire day. It did not stop once. Like it wasn't, there was no sprinkle, nothing. Torrential downpour.
I was going to say, speaking of Allegheny, producer Brandon, Drew, and I went to Allegheny last week. We had ourselves a ball.
Oh, my.
That was so much fun.
Dude, it was actually top five night in 2022 easily.
Absolutely.
So there's four other nights that have already happened, or there's four nights yet to come?
I guess both. Okay. There are some ranking nights, but they could be...
They could be outshined.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Brandon, if you want to fire up the mic and put some thoughts on, feel free.
All right. So... Yeah, Allegheny was just a ton of fun. Like Dean said, it was one of my top nights as well. It was just a ball. I mean, it's just interesting to go to a place where you barely have service and all you do is just look at your surroundings, just take a nice walk around, look at the trees, look at the sky, the stars when it gets dark out, and don't worry about a thing. That time there was... This year was probably the most relaxing time. I had nothing on my mind to worry about. I was just enjoying myself, enjoying the company, and just having a blast there.
That's what I'm saying.
So that was one night? You only stayed there one night?
Yeah, we only went for one night. Okay. We're going to try and string another one together, but this week just got kind of busy. But yeah, I mean, you're at a park where there's pretty much no service. So you've got no choice but to think about nothing. Like, you can sit there and stress out about what text messages may or may not be coming through to you right now. But, like, what are you going to do about it? You know, the sun setting, take a look at that. The reflection over the water, the you know, the trees, the deer, all that stuff. Yeah. It was super cool to look at. And then they've got this thing at Allegheny called Stone Tower. I think it's like up a hill. It's like this little tower, and then it's kind of surrounded by trees, but you got a really nice view of the park in the sky.
Yeah.
And we went there when it got dark, and we brought a speaker, so we were playing like nighttime sounding songs.
Okay.
Just kind of looking at the stars.
Mood setting songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You got personal favorites off that list?
Medicine Hat by Pond.
Medicine Hat by Pond's a good one. Dancing in the Moonlight, obviously, we had to play that one.
Moon by Kanye West. It's up there.
Did you literally just pick songs with the name Moon in them?
No, actually.
Oh, okay.
Not Medicine
just,
Hat.
It just usually that's
nah,
how
just,
it lines
I'm
up.
Just messing up.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. But yeah, it was so much fun.
You guys see any skinwalkers there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we could have. We saw some deer. It could have been a skinwalker.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, driving back on the road, there's no street lights or light pollution or anything. You just have the headlights on your car. So you see, you know, however many foot in front of you, like 25 or whatever, and after that's pitch black, you can't see a thing.
No.
Yeah. So your lights are coming up, and you don't know what you're going to see. So I'm taking it, you know, somewhat conservatively, and then out of nowhere, deer, bam, there it is.
Yeah, it could happen that quick.
That's how it is usually.
Yeah, and who knows? We were talking about it, just joking around, and we were talking about, like, what's the scariest thing? Like, dude, what if a bear popped out? And Drew's like, what if a person popped out?
Like, I don't know what would be more unsettling. Probably a person.
A person,
yeah,
100%.
Person by far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh, you mean driving, right?
Yeah, driving. Yeah, okay. Like, you're driving definitely by Allegheny at night, and someone just comes out of the shrubs, like, with their thumb up or something?
Nah, the one you got to wait for is when it's the chick in the white dress with the black hair stabbing herself in the stomach.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
You've
one.
You've seen that clip?
Yeah.
I have not seen that clip,
yeah,
but
I don't think I want to. Don't look for it.
It's creepy.
It is a little creepy.
Is it just
obviously staged.
It's literally what I'm telling you. That's all it is. It's
I was going to say it's like a stage thing, obviously.
Yeah, obviously it's staged.
You know what else, like just talking about nature and everything, splitting wood.
Dude, we actually did that recently.
Yeah.
We were across the street. Our neighbor, he's like, you guys want to split some wood? I guess they had gotten an axe from somewhere. We're like, sure. So we were just splitting wood in the backyard. It was a good time. That's it.
It's peaceful.
It's peaceful. It's primitive.
Anything out in the woods is peaceful, though. I love camping.
Yeah.
Just in general. It's so much fun.
I don't know if I care much for like the camping aspect, but I like going for the day and just experiencing it and then going home. That's kind of where I'm at.
You're heading out at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am. Because I don't know. I guess if we're in like a nice cabin, then sure. But I can't do the tent or the camper. Yeah.
No?
Not really for me.
I knew a guy that just used to sleep on the floor.
Like, I'm just in the woods?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I'm dead serious. We were like, you want a tent? He's like, no. He's like, I'm just going to go lay down there under the stars. And then he did. He just went by a pond and laid down. And that was it.
I feel like that's just not, like...
That's how you get...
It was like a 50-50 shot. You wake up alive. Something finds you.
The only thing that would freak me out is, like... Bugs on the ground.
Yeah, no, the
that
bugs.
Would be like that would be it. But like, if I didn't think about that, because I've fallen asleep outside before, you know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's nature. It's comforting. I just, you know, you got to be smart about the spot you pick, I would think.
Yeah,
the I guess.
Bugs and something sneaking up on me would freak me out.
The bugs.
Well, if you're asleep by a fire, you're fine.
Yeah,
like that. I mean, he didn't. He was literally just out that, there.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
He was a little. He was a little different anyway.
It seems like it.
But.
That's funny.
Nads to do that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was last week. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, actually, I was thinking about it. If you do ever go to Maine near that area, you should check out, not just you guys, but anyone listening to the podcast, Arcadia National Park. It's got a place called Cadillac Mountain in it. It's pretty cool, pretty scenic.
Okay.
And there's a place called Sand Beach in the park, and there's rocks all along, not just the beach, but like down the entire shoreline because you're right at the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tons of these just massive rocks and people climb all over them. It's super fun. Like you can do literal mini rock climbing.
That's cool.
I mean, you're not like supposed to, but like you can, you get my idea. So there's people everywhere doing it though. And there's just like, there's this one thing that just like, it stands by itself. It's out in like the middle of this rock collection. It's probably like 20 feet off the ground. You get up there. It's such a cool view. It's
really?
Awesome. I took a video of it. I'll show you guys.
That's cool. That's really cool. We have a couple of photos and videos from Allegheny as well we can show you.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I mean, the Stone Tower view is something. Like, I made it a promise. Last year I went to Allegheny, nighttime driving. Playlist wasn't there. I made a commitment that night. I'm like, next year when I come to Allegheny, I'm changing the game. And I did just that. Brandon described it as religious and spiritual experience.
Yes, and we saw two shooting stars, which helped contribute to that even further.
We did.
Really?
Yep.
Because I found, like, in December, I found this Minecraft song that were like, this is the Allegheny anthem this year. So I played it in Stone Tower. We're like, whoa, staring up at the stars. It really was something, though. I mean, you don't ever get that view around here. It really was something pretty special. That's about it, though. Thank you.
I mean, that's about all I got to say about Maine, to be honest with you. I did write a song on the way up there. And then I lost the paper.
How did it go?
We're not talking about it.
Okay.
All righty.
I'm just trying. You wrote a song.
What?
Were you the vocals?
It was called Tear It Up.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a metal song.
Was that a metal spinoff of Bob Marley's Stir It Up?
No.
No?
No.
Were you the vocals, the drums, the guitar?
I don't know how to do anything besides write lyrics, okay? So that's what I wrote.
So you're the ghostwriter?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
It's usually more...
You don't have to explain.
Okay. It's usually more towards hip-hop and rap. It's where people write lyrics for you, and then they give that to you. You pay them a fee.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pass it off as your own.
Like Bernie Taupin.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wrote all the stuff for Elton John.
Yeah.
He helped contribute a lot to his songs throughout his career.
Did people know that, though?
I'm not sure. I haven't done that much diving in, especially into like the 70s and 80s era, but it's widely recognized today that Bernie was his right-hand man when writing the songs.
Gotcha.
I know for a fact Saturday Night's All Right, or Saturday Night, whatever.
Yeah, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Yeah. I don't have any of his stuff on vinyl. Usually in the liner notes, it'll list like the contributors and the musicians and stuff, so you'd have to almost look at that and see if his name is mentioned.
I got oh God, what is it? Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, or something like that. You know that one with Crocodile Rock on it and Daniel? And I'm pretty sure there's a picture of Bernie in there, and he's listed as, like, he's credited as the writer.
If he's listed, then he's not a ghostwriter. The ghostwriters aren't. They're agreed to not be credited.
Also. Yeah, it's like the 1960s when they had session musicians do everything. Like, all the Beach Boys stuff was session musicians, and the Association, all session musicians, and they were uncredited until later on when they started listing, like, the names of the guys who play on the records.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, Tony's a ghostwriter for a band that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Maybe he's ghostwriting for Prairie Pavement.
Well, I was actually listening to this band called Venom. They got this pretty cool song, Poison.
Okay.
But you didn't hear that. But you didn't hear that from me.
Are all their songs just synonyms of poison?
Well, it was like a whole Satanist album. They were doing it for fun. It was
okay.
I don't know. There's like Satan worship on there and something. Yeah.
Is this what you're bumping to on the way to Maine?
To be honest, I did put out a metal playlist while I drove somewhat of the way there.
Okay.
But then I found a Bob Dylan CD, so I was rocking that on the way back.
Nice. A little Venom on the way, a little Bob on the way back.
Yeah, I mean, it was all over the place, to be honest with you. So
those are the best car rides.
But
yeah.
That's all I got for you.
That's all I got on the dome.
Alrighty.
Sweet.
Wrap it up there.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.